Hey friends, welcome back to the Amber May Show. So glad you are here because joining me is my friends from the Slacker 82 Alpha Show, Maverick and Goose. It's going to be a great show. I hope you like it. Please like, share, and subscribe. And join me on Telegram. I always add more content to Telegram at the Amber May Show. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May. Just join me there. If you believe in what I'm doing, you can go ahead and become an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com. Donate button, donate whatever you think you can donate, or you can be a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com. So I have a great show for you. So coming up next is Slacker 82 Alpha, Maverick. Like I told you, I have my friends from Slacker 82 Alpha Show. Welcome, Goose and Maverick, to the program. So happy to have you guys.
Hey, Amber, welcome.
How are you doing? Enjoying the wind, the pool, the nice weather of Floridian state.
Yep.
We don't have to worry about all that freaking zombie thing that's going on down there in the west side of our country. Is crazy.
Yes, it's coming.
I just got some live videos from down there. It looked like zombie zone. I mean, these people from Mexico coming here is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happened. Amber, I don't know if we start the show or not, but that's what happened when you vote for idiots. Thank you. I just got to say that.
Or they steal the election. Because I know I didn't vote for Joe Biden. No. And Fox called Arizona for Biden at exactly when the polls closed. So, you know what I also found out? I found out that California didn't vote for Joe Biden either. I found out that there were Trump trains almost as long as the Trump trains in Arizona. And Trump flags were everywhere in California. That's what people were telling me that I've interviewed from California. That kind of shocked me a little bit. So I doubt that Californians pick Joe Biden because according to them, it was Trump.
Well, I thought
Didn't
DeSantis just pass something saying that they can't get IDs and stuff here? And the ones who have to be taken away?
That's for the migrants. If the migrants come here without a state licenses, they won't be accepted here.
You know, Florida's always had immigrants come from Cuba to migrate to get rid of, to get away from communism. And now we're going to have it's a massive flood. America won't be able to withstand how many people are going to come. It will collapse the economy. It's not sustainable.
Well, you won't believe it. When you see this video, you're going to be like, what?
A lot of people from Florida, migrants that just got here a few months ago, like a year ago, they're fleeing to another state because the new rules in Florida. And the old migrants that have been here for 5-10 years, they agree with their governor. They agree because when these people come to our country, they automatically lower the wages. For these migrants, they've been here for a long time and they got their own family, their kids, they're in school. They already established themselves. They got their own houses, car and everything. They're paying taxes like everybody else. Now they come, these people, and they charge you only $10 to do a job an hour when these other people already got established salary. And now, you know, they're gonna be undercut by these other people. It's really bad what's going on, and they think that all migrants support what they're doing. No, they don't. 90% of them, they don't support what they're doing. They don't. I talked to many of my friends, which they are migrants. They don't support what these people are doing. Now they support if they come here legally the way they did it.
Well, my dad was an immigrant. He was first in his family to come to the United States. He did it the right way. I have family members trying to flee their country right now because things are getting really bad in their country, like trying to literally flee, not I just am coming here for a better life. And so they're trying to come here the right way. We're talking to immigration attorneys. Like, I am half tempted to be like, just come through Mexico, it's fine. But I mean, eventually this is going to come to an end. And people will eventually get kicked out at a point. So I'd rather that come legally and not have to worry about issues down the road.
The sad part about the legal way is you got to jump through so many hoops.
It's true.
Because we did it with my trying to get my mother-in-law here. And we went through a lot. I mean, of course, she passed away before she even got the approval. I mean, that's how long it freaking takes.
Did she get a green card? My relatives got green cards, and
they turned us down. They turned us down like three times, and finally, I contacted the immigration, and I said, "Look, I said, what the hell's going on here? Why is she getting denied?" And they said, "Oh, well, because she doesn't have any." Now, mind you, she was in her, I think, she was in her 80s, I think. Now, mind you. They tell me, oh, well, because she doesn't have any ties to the country here. I said, what the
hell? Your wife, right? That's a tie to the country.
No. She didn't have any ties. That they were afraid she wouldn't come back is basically what they were saying. Because she didn't have... I said, what do you mean she doesn't have any ties? I said, all her kids are there, except one. I said, she has a house there. I said, she's 80 years old. She doesn't work anymore. I said,
you mean tied to her country? You mean?
Yeah. And that was the reason they gave me, because she didn't have any ties to, she don't have enough ties to the country. And I said, you can't get any more than that.
Right.
I was pissed. I mean, you know, we went through.
I don't blame you.
I mean, we paid a lot of money and then ended up, I mean, like I said, she passed before me. And even after she passed, we still didn't hear anything. So
I mean, was your wife able to come here because you guys got married or?
No, my wife was already here. She was.
What?
My wife was already here.
She was.
Yeah. We were just trying to bring her mom here. But
wow.
Didn't work. I mean, and I tell Goose all the time, that's why I have no sympathy for the people who are crossing the border. You know, because like you said, you know, you're half tempted to say, you know, come in that way because mm-hmm. that's the easy way to get in. I was mm-hmm. watching a video the other day. The guy was showing off his phone that he got. As soon as he crossed,
oh, yeah.
The border, they gave him a government phone. He was taking it out of the wrapper and everything right in front of the camera so people could see it.
$1,500 phone.
Yeah, and it was a nice phone, too. Yeah. It wasn't no cheap Obama crap phone.
And the Catholic Charities is behind a lot of this stuff. They're really helping out to break the U.S. law. What makes me so mad is these people are in a place of government where they can change the laws and make all these people be able to come here legally easier, but they're choosing not to do that.
Yeah.
What do you mean Catholic Charity?
The Catholic Charities. Charities is behind it. I talked to a woman here. I want you guys to, I don't know if this is the U.S. border or not. Let me see.
The one I sent you, it was the Mexican side of the Texas border.
Yeah. I saw that, but there's this awesome video. And there's like flat out war going on the border too. Like,
yeah, it looked like a zombie movie.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Well, you know what? If they want to take him to New York, California.
This is what's happening. I'm going to guess this is happening in Texas.
Yeah, I
don't know. I didn't read this, but I'm going to guess this is Texas because oftentimes you see this in Texas. And you know what they say? I talked to, law enforcement and border patrol, a lot of times if they want to escape, they will throw a baby in the water, a baby that can't swim, a toddler that can't swim, so that they can all escape because they know the law enforcement is going to go after the baby. Isn't that terrible that they'd be willing to risk the life of a child?
They are ruthless. And the sad thing is that media don't report that because the media is in their side. They don't report the bad thing, the smuggling that they're doing with the kids, organ trafficking, and all that stuff that's going on in our country. The media should be prosecute and indicted too many of them because they are evil too.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
Yeah.
And what's going on in our country is their own fault too. So they are not mm-hmm. reporting what they're supposed to report, like throwing babies, many families being raped, many people that are paying for people to come to our country, they don't get their wife back. I mean, I got people in our church that pay for the family to come the legal way. Well, not the legal way, they pay to the coyotes and the coyotes keep their wife. They haven't seen them for years. They pay like $13,000 cash for them to come here and they kept them. Yeah.
I believe it. I don't know how you get out from being underneath the cartel once you pay them. Why would they just let you go? I don't think they'll just let you go. Now they have a way to sexually rape you, to sell you for sex, to have you do drug trafficking. I just don't see them ever letting these people go.
Yeah. It's our fault because we are promoting that. We're the middleman. Our country are. We are promoting, we're giving money to promote down those country. And because they don't come here walking, they get transportation, they get everything. So
I love that Senator Ted Cruz was calling out the United States government and saying, hey, we finally, that we are involved in rape trafficking of children and people. Yeah, that the U.S. are. Government is part of doing that. And I was so happy that he called them out on that. You know, here's my idea. I want to run it by you guys because you guys are former military. I think that Congress should declare war on the border. They have the authority to do so. What are your thoughts on them declaring war on the U.S. border?
We should have done that a long time ago.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I think it's a good idea, but I mean, at the same time, I mean, what capacity? You know what I mean? I mean,
we invade other countries.
Other countries are invading us. I think it would allow the military soldiers to go
invade other countries because other countries invading them. So now somebody's invading us. I mean, we know, and this is a fact. We got a criminal running our country, a criminal organization.
Right,
and it is true.
Also, is you're gonna have to keep them there for a really long period of time.
Plus,
I mean, it's something you can just do for a couple weeks. I mean, you're gonna have to be stationed there all the time.
Regardless, we like Trump, we don't like Trump. We got our justice system is broke. Mm-hmm. It's divided from south to north. Some circle court go in our favor and others go in their favor. And that's very unfair. They all should be balanced and fair. It's not just in our country. So I don't see a way to get this fixed, but I don't know. Maybe I don't want to say that we should have a revolution, but it sounds like we're going to have to do something to fix this issue. It's not going to stop. Nobody's listening to nobody. I think the bad people are the ones taking advantage of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the good people just laying back and sitting to see what other people's going to do.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Are you getting tired of woke companies trying to destroy our country and strip off us all of our freedoms? Big Mobile is no exception. In fact, we should be calling them Woke Mobile. Did you know that Big Mobile gives tens of millions of dollars each year to organizations that are trying to take away the very freedoms that you and I are working so hard to defend? It's time to do something about it. So here's the good news. Do you have a choice in the matter? And is there an alternative? Well, Patriot Mobile is the America's only Christian conservative wireless provider who shares your values. They offer the very best in nationwide coverage on 4G and 5G LTE networks and an exceptional 100% base customer support. So Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar they earn to conservative organizations that fight for our freedoms. They support organizations like First Liberty, Turning Point USA, Susan B. Anthony List, the NRA, Folds of Honor, Students for Life of America, and many more. And this year, they're going to give more than $1.5 million to conservative causes And with your help, they aim to double that next year. So the time is now. Our votes are no longer enough. We must stand together and support other like-minded companies and share our beliefs and values. Your cell phone is one way we can stand together against the fight of the left and help make America great again. So Patriot Mobile offers discounts for veterans and first responders, NRA members, and families with multiple lines. So if you want to learn more, go to patriotmobile.com/amber. That's patriotmobile.com/amber and use promo code AMBER at checkout.
This is Charlie Ward. Welcome to the Amber May TV show.
Hey America, Dr. Stella Emmanuel here. I'm doing this video because I get a lot of inbox messages, Facebook, on Twitter, and even on Gap and everything. Just people asking me what to do about COVID long symptoms and also those that are vax injured. So we made a few products. One of them is Covilite. Covilite is an electrolyte. It has all the vitamins and minerals that you need. On top of that, it has things like elderberry. It has pomegranate. It has resveratrol, it has a CoQ10, black cumin. It has a lot of antioxidants and minerals and that can help you to detox. And also have COVID cleanse that was actually created for that. It has milk tea. So these things will help you detox and also help you to deal with the inflammation that comes with this. For those that are having COVID long symptoms, we recommend this. Do the 4-day detox and take Covilite. We've seen a tremendous, you know, success with that. For those that are having a vax injury, we include all three of these Covilites, and then we also tell them, do a telemedicine appointment, get some ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, and take it before you start the products. We've seen a lot of success with all this. So go on our website, drstellamd.com, use the promo code right here. You don't need to deal with COVID long symptoms. We can help you with vax injury to be able to help deal with the spike protein disease that is going on. Anyway, God bless you, and go on our website, drstellamd.com. Like I say, use this promo code right here on the screen and you'll get a discount. Thank you.
You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Somebody's going to have to step up, and I don't know who's going to do it.
That's why, since Mayorkas isn't doing anything, Joe Biden's not doing anything, Congress is left to declare war. They could move the troops down to the border, support Border Patrol. Because I'll tell you what, Maricopa County Sheriff's Office is not allowed to help in any type of border-related issues. They cannot enforce federal immigration law. That is per the court. That is Judge Stone. That is on top of the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. And yet the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office is in a border state. So all of these people are coming through, and they're going to come through Maricopa County, and there's nothing the deputies can do except enforce state law, but they can do nothing because of Judge Snow and the court orders that are on top of them to help enforce federal law, which is really sad. So that puts even more strain on the law enforcement officers, like the state troopers, the city police, the other sheriff's offices, and then our border patrol. I think we need to have the soldiers deployed to the border to help stop, slow down the immigration, help support the border patrol. They're overrun. They're overworked. It's not sustainable. None of our law enforcement, this is not sustainable for any of them. They will burn out. They're human beings. You cannot expect human beings to work around the clock every single day of their life. It's not possible. They will burn out. They will quit. And the more they burn out and quit, the less safety we have. So it's all by design to put chaos. Saul Alinsky, it's their plans. It's the communist plans. If they can make so much chaos and disrupt the law enforcement in our state, it's easy to take over our country for communism. So if you think it's not by design, it's entirely by design. They're getting rid of the people's protection by getting them so overrun with all these fires to put out that, poof, you have no protection now for the citizens of the country. And then
in our state, a few days ago, I heard that like 24 Cubans landing in our beach, like the other day, migrants, and DeSanto took him back to Cuba. And I thought he was going to give him a break, but he didn't. He flew them back to Cuba. And I heard that they give away their houses and everything, then they had to go back there again.
Wow. I thought with Cubans, as long as they touch the ground, they don't have to go back.
No, they didn't play that. No, he didn't play that. That's why.
That's what I thought, Maverick.
No, remember Obama took that thing. You touch the ground, you stay now. Obama took that the day before he left.
Cubans were the only ones that had that.
Yeah.
Right, Cubans.
Obama took that out the day before he left the White House. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But the other day I heard 24-25 of them got here to the our beaches and they took him back to flew them back to Cuba. Yeah. Wow. So he's not playing. DeSantis not playing, and a lot of people are fleeing our state. I got a friend in Tennessee, he called back. He said, yeah, they're around Tennessee, Georgia, a lot of them around their capital looking for jobs. And a lot of the migrants that they're already established, like I said earlier in the show, they are pretty, pretty mad because those migrants are trying to take their job. And they're not happy.
This bill that DeSantis passed also makes it where you can't hire illegals to do your work, construction work, something like that. They're using the E-Verify. They have to use the E-Verify now. You know, it's all things that should have been.
Well, those laws, they were already in place, E-Verification.
He's taking it to the extreme now. And I like that. I mean, that's the way it should be. I mean, he's got the balls to do it.
I wish. You know what's really sad, Maverick? If you look at our border states and our border governors, you think this was by design that they stole the election from Carrie Lake, knowing this was going to be part of their plan? Because we all know Katie Hobbs isn't going to do anything to protect the people of Arizona. Look at Gavin Newsom in California. He's a Democrat. He's not going to do anything to protect the citizens of California. New Mexico is not going to do anything to protect the citizens of New Mexico. The only one we have even a slight shot at is Texas. And I don't know if Greg Abbott's going to do anything about it or not.
Well, he's having a hard time because you have those liberal cities like Austin, Texas, Dallas, and they're kind of out of control.
So you have three out of the four, not going to do anything about it, not going to protect the rest of the Americans. It's not just California, Arizona, and New Mexico. This is going to affect everybody in every state in the United States.
What people don't. I don't think people understand that. They look at this as a border issue, you know, but they don't understand. These people are going to go somewhere, and they're going to spread out. I mean, you know, they're going to bus them everywhere. And I mean, yeah, we're taking
to New York. I mean, nothing wrong.
No,
take it to New York.
I think I'm just dumbfounded. It feels like no one is going to do anything about it. And
they're not. I mean, that's evident that they're not. I mean, they haven't. I was reading something right here. It said that the border chief, he said over 500,000 people have crossed into the U.S. illegally and not been stopped at the border in the last 8 months. Custom Border Protection Chief Raul Ortiz said there have been an estimated 530,000 migrant gotaways. That's what they call them, the ones that don't get stopped at the border. Mm-hmm. But then the number that he said, what they apprehended, he says Wednesday, which he revealed agents have apprehended approximately 1.33 million migrants so far in the fiscal 2023. I mean, 1.3 million and then 530,000 got past the border. You know, I mean, where do those 530,000 people go? They're all over the place.
This is war because look at who's helping them do this. The drug cartel. I guess they're not just the drug cartel, the cartel. They're into a lot more than just drugs. And the thing that makes me so angry is our U.S. government hasn't put them on the terrorist list at all. They put parents, you and I, as domestic terrorists. They declared you and I as parents who are upset about the education system as domestic terrorists, but the people who are actually doing terror and causing crime, the cartel,
we are paying the cartel to safely bring those people throughout the border. We are coordinating with them. Huh?
I said, shoot that bird behind you, will you?
Yeah.
That's our blessing here. We got many birds around. That's our blessing. They our government is the one funding all that stuff. I heard I got a guy that I know in the Border Patrol. We pay, they had to coordinate with the cartel every time they bring a busload of migrants to the border. They coordinate and they let it know at what time they're gonna arrive and everything. So the Border Patrol wait for them to get there, and then they get them and they transport them to where they're supposed to be. So it's coordination between our governing and the bad guys. Mm-hmm. And we provide all the money, we provide everything. So of course, if I'm in Mexico, of course I'm gonna have an organization to make money. You know, the Goose Cartel. So of course I'm gonna be making money. And because United States is promoting that. We are promoting that. Our government are a bunch of evil people. And if you are, we are government, you are evil too. Wake up, smell the coffee. These people don't give it. I don't want to say anything bad.
They don't
but
give it.
Don't
no,
care.
They don't give a rip.
Care about you and you kids. I mean, they don't care about you and I. They just want to destroy our country. And this guy, this empty suit that is in the White House, he only got few. I mean, he don't have that much left. God's going to take this guy away. And he's going to leave all this mess to us here. I mean, it means a lot of work. I think we are beyond the point of coming back. The only way coming back, I don't know, is going to be. I mean, I think the only way we're going to come back is we fight back.
We have to fight back. That's why I think that all of us, I always want to give people action steps. I don't want to be like, what's his name? The former Fox guy. All he does is do a session on and they complain and they complain and they complain and everyone left frustrated. I can't stand him. I always want to have solutions. And I'm open to ideas. You know, my solution is now it's time because the cartel are our enemy. They are invading our country, not just them, but the Chinese nationals too. I mean, all worldwide terrorists are easily coming to our, it's not just the cartel. Any terrorist organization is coming to our country. Absolutely. You think we're going to have safety? We're not going to have safety. There's no safety. I just told you, all law enforcement are being way overwhelmed.
You know, I mean, and everybody's like, oh, well, Trump will take care of it. But listen, we still got another, what, year and a half of Biden. He can do a lot of, look at the damage he's doing already.
Maverick, he got 2 years and that sounds like 10 years.
Well, okay. So that's even worse.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, 2 years of Biden is like 10 years.
Left. There's not going to be anything left for Trump to fix if Trump gets back in. I mean, you know, I mean, this country is going to be, nothing left of it. I mean, we're already seeing that.
I mean, everything that happened after World War II, militarily and economically, is done. Everything that we earned, all the respect after World War II is done, destroyed by these people.
Yeah.
Completely destroyed. So we're going to have to reconstruct like we did after World War II.
I mean,
just like that. And it's going to take many years. It's going to take many years to get back and earn the trust of these many other countries. That's why everybody's siding with China. Of course, they're going to side with China because they know we are corrupt. Because they know
the superpower of the.
Yeah, they know China is not going to abandon them, but they know we're going to abandon them. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They know.
We always do. We always do.
Check how we abandoned Afghanistan.
Exactly. In Iraq.
Our own people, our own Marines. How many we lost of our precious life? 13 people of our precious life because a political decision, because we want to sound and make a decision to make them look good. And it didn't make them look good at all. We lost 13 precious lives in Afghanistan the last day. And we left $1 trillion of equipment that we could easily send it to Ukraine. You know, that's a kind of dumbass decision.
This is what I was talking about. Hopefully you guys can hear this about what's
even
happening.
Worse than when
can
I was
you
here
hear
before.
This?
They've basically taken over this entire intersection. You have the bus station, nonstop buses coming. You've got another one unloading right now. You've got Team Brownsville NGO. It's ironic. Look at the tape on the window. This is where they had their welcome, Team Brownsville Welcome Center. Now they've taken that off because we exposed them, these frauds, these people that are profiting off the invasion. This is the new Democrat industry. They don't want you to see it. And as we have it, it's a well-oiled machine. Buses come here, they drop off, they let them into this building, which was owned by the city, which is given to the NGOs to operate this smuggling, human smuggling operation. They go into this building, they come back out, they come into this building, they get their packets, they come back out, they go back into this building, and then they're set up with their travel brochures, basically the travel packages, to either get a hotel here in town, which we're being told they upcharge. So the people here, actually, we've been interviewing, saying that they're charging them 40% more sometimes than what they can buy on their own. Or they get them bus tickets, same thing with an upcharge right there at the bus station, or plane tickets to fly them to a community near you. We just spoke to a guy from Venezuela. He's coming to Denver, Colorado. A nice guy. You know, again, I don't fault the people that are coming. They just got the invitation. It's these organizations, the NGOs,
that's true,
that are really running this operation. Along
and
with cartels.
The building behind them
and
was
not surprisingly,
Catholic
they don't want you to
charities.
Know. Hence, they took the sign off the wall.
Look how many people. This is all over the border states. And then they go everywhere else across the country. This is Catholic Social Services, Catholic Charities.
Look at, if you notice, what do you see right here? All these coming off the bus. What do you see? What
men is, that are military. Exactly. Military age men. Exactly. That's what I see. I see potential
see no,
people
you don't see
to.
No women. Look, there's no women and children coming off the bus right now.
Men, yep. Maverick, that's such a good point.
No, that's a good point.
That's a
good
great
point.
I mean, where are the women and children?
Those are the people that we are going to fight against.
Exactly.
Yeah, those are the people that they're going to train, going to go against us. Those are the people that when the army said we're going to fight Americans, going to take the guns, and going to fight
that whole
against
bus
us.
Empty. That whole bus emptied and not one woman was on
not
that
one
bus.
Woman. All young men. All young men. Look how many men. Wow.
Oh, they got their nice backpacks, the little bags they got there. Probably phone in there and everything.
And then they get, so it's a perfect setup because they go to the social charities, the Catholic social charities. And then across from the charities is the bus stop. So they're giving tickets to go to the bus. And I know I talked to General Flynn's sister on my show. And she worked for the Catholic Social Charities, and she saw all the money, and she saw COVID coming before everyone knew about COVID because the Catholic Social Charities was a part of that and was funding it. I mean, she said, watch where you send your money. You think you're sending your money to go help people? She said, especially the child trafficking. She said, you think that you're sending money because they said we're going to help. She's like, no, you have to really investigate before you send your money because they do the opposite. I was just like, wow, that's good information.
Well, here's another thought about all these people coming in across the border. Do you think they're checking to make sure that they're vaccinated or anything? All these people are coming across the border. You don't know what they're bringing into this country.
Well, they do get vaccinated. On the first time, yeah, they do get vaccinated.
They do? Are you sure?
The guy that interviewed with the phone, he said, yeah, I got vaccinated.
What about the 530,000 that the border chief said got across the border, the gotaways that didn't get any?
The guy who showed the phone, he said, I got vaccinated in my country, and they made me get vaccinated again when I got my phone.
I don't know that they can do it to every one of them because there's too many.
Not everybody got the phone. He said that too. He said, I got the phone, but not everybody got the phone.
They shouldn't even be getting the freaking phone. Why the hell are we giving them free freaking phones?
Well, I'm just saying that he's just telling you what he said.
I know, but I don't even understand why we're giving them phones. I mean, they say, okay, well, they're government phones. They can be so they can track these people and know where they're at.
Well, but, I don't think they should get anything. I don't think they
exactly.
even should come here.
Exactly.
But that's why that's but this has been happening the last 2 years.
I know.
This is no surprise.
But now that they named this Title 42, now it's even 10 times worse.
Title 42 or not 42 is been happening. We already had like 5 million people in our country, and it continue happening. They're always going to be throwing you with all kind of stuff. to kind of distract you from what's really happening in our country. It's all the stuff that's happening in our country that we don't even realize. Well, we might find out 3 months from now.
Exactly. I mean, right, yeah, I was just going to say, you know, what are they distracting us from with all these people across the border right now?
Maybe from Hunter Biden,
look what's happening at the border. Look what's happening. And then they're doing something on the right, you know.
I had that thought today.
It made me sick. It made me sick that this guy committing all these freaking crimes and nobody go to jail. But you want to put Trump behind bar. The hell with them. You know, they're all trying to make all this move to get innocent people behind bar. But when you see all these other people committing all these crimes, nobody do anything.
Well, Joe Biden's committing a lot of crimes. He's taking a lot of money from our nationals, lot of money. Did you notice that stopped after he left the vice president's office? They stopped funding him because why? He didn't have a place of power anymore. He couldn't make any moves. But now that
they're still making money through his family. Well, his family are rich.
Well, I know, but if you look, at least the money from Romania stopped once he left the vice president's office. Funded again when he became the occupying person in the White House.
We haven't talked about LBGT today, so we're trying to keep it calm.
Yeah.
So you LBGT, you're welcome to come to our show. Nobody, I mean, I don't know why they don't want to come to our show.
I don't know.
They got an open invitation.
Yeah, we tried. I tried to get. I gave an open invitation to anyone who wanted to come on and debate their side, but I got criticized because saying that we were.
So Albert, we just want to make it clear: we are not against you or anybody else. If you want to do your own crazy stuff, it's your body, it's your mind. Whatever you want to do, you want to jump out of building, we don't care. You're the one who's going to get hit. You're the one going to get the headache. We don't care. As long as you don't try to make my kid do the same thing you're doing.
Yeah, don't push your lifestyle on us. You want to be who you want to be. I mean, God's not stopping you. I'm not going to stop you. Just don't be pushing it. I'm so tired of it on every show, on every stinking show.
Goose got hammered the other night on our show. Someone called in and started yelling.
Who got hammered?
You remember?
You did.
That girl. Well, you're trying to steal second base. You know you're going to get hit back. That's what happened.
That was funny. You know, I was like, where is that? Who is that? I didn't even know they were there.
And she started running, and then I got her back. You know, that's the thing. People think that we are a bunch of haters. We are not. We are not, because I got family members that they are, you know, who they are, and I don't have nothing against them. And they ask me, too. They go into the religious side, and I say, brother, cousin, you know you're going to hell. You don't change your ways. And they just laugh. I say, okay. You know, laugh, but that's life. And the thing is that these people are pushing every immorality into society today. They don't care. Things that used to be quiet and keep it like secret is they open every Pandora box that's up there now. They don't care.
Exactly. I mean, you know, that's the biggest part, is that I don't care what you do behind your closed doors. But when you start putting it in our schools and putting it on the TV, I mean, every time you turn the TV on,
every
commercial, every show now, you can't tell me a show that doesn't have one. I mean, every commercial, they have to, even if they don't say anything, you see them in the background. You know, they just have to put it out there to make it so they want you to think it's normal.
Yeah, and you know what? I was even against full-on sex for heterosexual couples. I call that porn, and porn is on every show now, like every show.
Yeah,
It's not like to where you would have to order it online or go get the magazines or go behind the curtain at Blockbuster. No, it's like every show has full-on porn, and I'm even against that. I don't care if it's a man or a woman.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Pushing the envelope to see how far that, you know, they push it to see how far they can take it.
And there's no way that's fake sex. How are you both freaking naked on top of each other not having sex? Like, if I was married to one of those actors, I'd be pissed. You know what I mean? Like, no wonder why Hollywood can't have a good marriage, because everyone's screwing everybody on screen. It's not fake. It's literally real. And, you know, I talked to a man who was from the Satanic Church, and porn comes from literally the Satanic Church. They make porn. That's what they do. There are some covens that are called like the Diablo something covens, and all they do is do porn and child trafficking. They're behind all of it. So if you think what you're doing is noble and okay, I'm telling you, it's literally from the Satanic Church. It's literally from the devil. So if you want to participate in that, okay, but just know who it's coming from. And I don't need to see it. I don't want, like, I honestly want to watch TV with my husband, and I don't want some other woman's tits on the screen for him to look at. Like, that's not, I would never have a woman come to my home and take off her shirt in front of my husband and be like, okay, go look. I would never allow that. I would never, it's on TV and it's being brought into our home. I don't appreciate that. I don't want my husband to look at other naked women. I just don't.
I mean, you're right. I mean, the TV didn't used to be like that. You know, it never used to be where you.
Well, Amber, you're very old school.
I am so old school. I am so old school. Yes.
I mean, I don't hear many people talking like you do. Yeah.
I am. I'm a dying dinosaur breed.
I mean, you go to a movie theater, you see that everywhere. I mean, it's like.
You don't have to go to the movie theater anymore. That used to be the only place you could see
that's
it.
That's right. Now you just that's turn
on
right.
TV. These shows on ABC, NBC, CBS, they're all on.
I mean, like, when I was raised, JCPenney magazine was the Playboy magazine.
Sears catalog.
Yeah.
Why? Because they had the lingerie section.
That was my Playboy. That was the Playboy magazine.
Yeah.
Now,
and that's very tame compared to what is today. That was like so tame.
Yeah. So now you see that everywhere. Go to Target, you know, go here, go there, right there in the windows, you know.
Did you see the article that came out? It's on my Telegram channel, and I'm going to share it to all my other social medias. There was a kindergartner that was giving oral sex to another kid in her class, and the teacher did nothing about it.
I saw something.
Well, maybe she was promoting that.
It's disgusting.
Maybe she was promoting that.
You know about the Satanic Church from this guy that I interviewed? They groom the little children from a very young age. So what happened when he was he was like 10 years old and found himself in the Satanic Coven, not realizing it was a Satanic Coven. And they sent him to this home. This mother had three girls, and they were different ages, like kindergarten and then like a few years older than that and a few years older than that. And he, in order for him to be in the child porn movies, because like he's thinking, I'm getting all the sex in the world, like this is awesome, he had to get trained for it. And they sent him to this house with these three young girls, and they were training him how to have sex. Like, and so when I saw that article, I'm thinking, is this little girl being groomed in the Satanic Church? Is she getting victimized like at the public school? How come the teacher's allowing it to happen? How did it even start? The article wasn't clear about that, but the parents were outraged. I mean, this is what's happening in our schools. And we've all been getting our kids indoctrinated because every TV show, every cartoon, not every cartoon, but so many cartoons. Like, it's so scary for me as a mom.
Amber.
I don't know what I can allow my kids to watch and not watch.
Man. Don't you think a lot of this thing has been happening for many decades? They just didn't have the means to spread it out.
Well, it's happening in the back rooms and behind closed doors.
Now they do have the means to take it out and expose everybody, and that's what.
Oh yeah, now you got the internet. You got you know, there's so many different. It used to be, come on, when we were kids, there was only three channels. Now you got 400 or thousands of channels.
Well, remember at a certain time of night, the color bars went on TV because there was no more TV.
Exactly. Yeah. At midnight.
You follow a lot of those kids that used to be movie stars when they were little kids. Most of them, they're gone.
It's true because they got raped in Hollywood. Yeah. They got trafficked. They got raped. And then they use drugs to kind of help them cope with all that. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at these documentaries like Aaron Carter. I'm looking at all these. Oh, who else was it? River Phoenix.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All these people. Like I was watching this one with Soleil Moon. She was Punky Brewster at one point. Mm-hmm. And a lot of her friends, they committed suicide. And I have to go and think that they were probably a lot of them raped in Hollywood. And they were a lot of them were boys. And it's really, really hard for no one ever talks about getting raped if you're a male or a boy. They only think about the females. And that's so sad because we are not protecting our young boys. We're not protecting our men.
Corey Feldman. He's been coming
Corey
out.
Corey Feldman. Yes.
And saying what things happened when he was young and what he saw. But people take him like he's crazy. You know what I mean?
They
try to make him like he's crazy, like he doesn't know what he's talking about. But I believe a lot of stuff. I've listened to him, and, you know, he sounds legit to me.
Of course they want him to be crazy, because if we believe him, then we're not. I've really taken a step back, and I barely go to movie theaters anymore because I don't want to support Hollywood. I just don't want to support Hollywood. It's gross.
I get it all. I have an app. I can see all the movies I want. So,
So you're supporting them on the ground.
Yeah.
I love Goose.
I'm just not paying.
He's supporting them.
I'll watch the movies, but I don't pay for them.
You don't pay for them. So they don't get money.
Yeah.
They
don't get money from me.
Hey, I went there to the movie the other day. I paid freaking.
It's ridiculous.
My wife and my little girl and I, we pay like $70.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. Like, there are sometimes I will go, but I'm very selective because I really don't want to support Disney at all. I told my kids we will never watch another Disney movie. And it's hard because I do like the superhero movies, but I just don't want to support Disney. They're disgusting. Walt Disney was the 33rd degree Mason, and the guy I talked to who was in the Satanic Church talked about the 33 degree Mason. I mean, it's all part of the Satanic Church. And at first when you become a Mason, he says they may swear an oath to Jesus. So you think you're doing something Christian, but eventually they indoctrinate you enough the higher you go to where, no, Satan's behind the whole Freemason thing. So it's, you know, I don't know the solution to everything, but there is hope because there's always hope in God. And whenever there's persecution, then the church grows. Did you know just this last year, 700,000 people joined the Satanic Church around the world?
Yeah, I read something about that. It's
well, when I went
crazy,
I went to a Disney cruise, and that wasn't too long ago, like what, 6 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Last October, and I spent a lot of time in the bar, and came a friend with a guy there in the bar.
Disney cruises spent all his time at the bar.
And I say, hey, what? I asked the guy, you know, the guy from, I don't want to give up his name, but he, you know, Dominican, really good bartender. I say, hey, bro, what's up with those princesses down there in the boat, you know, in the ship? And, oh, bro, you don't want to know. There are princes there, but when they go back in the boat, woo, you don't know. They're more than the princes.
I bet.
I won't let my kid be touched by those girls just like that. I say, oh my God. Yeah. So they're crazy. Yeah. Amazed how they're being exposed, you know, but not completely exposed. And like in our state, thank you to DeSantis.
Governor DeSantis, he is helping expose Disney. I mean, the child trafficking that goes through Disney is incredible. And the indoctrination that they're doing is incredible. And it's Universal, really sad.
Universal's doing a good job. It's taking advantage of what's going on to Disney. Because now with that new movie, Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. We went to watch that. It was a good movie for a little kid.
Yeah, they're going to, all that stuff that happened in that movie, they're going to build in Universal Studio now.
But you know what? That Barbie movie that they played the trailer of, I would never let my daughter go. All it is sexual innuendos. No.
From the Mario Brothers?
There's a trailer for the Barbie movie.
Barbie movie they're coming out with.
And they're using the Mario movie for the trailer to promote the Barbie movie. I would never let my kid watch that. All it is to groom.
Oh, you talking about the trailer of the show? The Barbie? Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see the trailer to the Barbie movie?
Yeah, that was more gay stuff, yeah.
I would never. Gay and then sex. Like Ken's talking to Barbie about having a sleepover. And then they're like, well, why are we going to have a sleepover? Well, I don't know. Like, why is that even planted in your kid's brain? Like,
that's the American way.
Well, they're doing it. They got it.
You know, like we Latinos, we don't allow our kids. You know that, Amber. We Latinos, we don't allow our kids to have sleepover and all that kind of stuff. You know.
And my dad's country was like that. My dad was so strict
about that.
Yes, my dad's country was the same.
My kids are like, Daddy, nope, no sleepover.
Yeah, my wife's the
same. That's it. You know that.
You know, when I was a kid, we slept over everybody's house. You know, when we were kids, you didn't worry about those things back then. You know, now you can't. You know, you hate the, you know.
No, even back then, Mama used to say, "What, you got your room there? Sleep with your brothers."
Oh no, yeah, not me. I mean, we were allowed to. I mean, our friends.
Me and my brother were sleeping in the same house anyway.
But, there was only a few people that I was allowed to have sleepovers with.
Well, right,
very,
right.
Very few, because Goose is right. It's just in some cultures, it's just an automatic no. I'm not going to even open the door to the possibility of anything happening to my kid or the two kids doing it behind the parents' back, because that's a thing too, you know.
Yeah, we never let my kids sleep anywhere. My wife. And I'm like, well, it's not too. No. Okay. Your mom said no.
Oh, daddy, you old school.
Yeah.
Well, when you're 18, then you do whatever.
Even my 21 year old here now, well, still lives with us. You don't let her. I mean, I'm gonna go spend the night at my friend's house. No, you're not. She's 21. My wife still says no.
No, it's good. You guys are good parents. And I think my dad, at first, it was hard to live in this country with my dad's cultural background. It was hard because but I see now the people that are behind everything, the bad people trying to take down our country, you have to go for the family values first. Because what did our founding fathers say? If you want to rule yourself, you have to have good morals to do so. Moral people can rule themselves.
I mean, I don't trust nobody with my kids. Didn't you see the news that, I mean, I don't talk about the kids that are friends with your kid, but the parents. You don't know their parents.
Exactly.
Parents taking photo of your kids in bikini or in bathing suit or getting undressed. And No,
it's true. I mean, Goose, you're right. But so it was hard for me to grow up with a dad like that, but I'm so grateful for him because of what he did for me. He protected me from a lot of heartache. I found a good man to marry. He protected me from so many things. And I, as much as I hated him and not hate, but like upset because my friends got to do stuff and I didn't. Well, you know what? My dad saved me from a lot of things that my friends had to go through. Thank God I didn't have to go through it. Yeah. But they have destroyed the morality of the country and they destroy the family unit. Because if you destroy the family unit, you can usher in communism. This whole thing, I hope people are understanding, the whole thing goes back to bringing communism to America. The whole thing, one world government, America stands in the way. Because we're free thinkers, we're free people. We have, you know, and that can't stand with the one world government. So it all goes back to bringing us down to communism. All of it. The 100-year plan, the World Economic Forum, Saul Alinsky's book on rules for radicals, and all, you break down family unit, you break down morality, you introduce, it goes transgenderism, all the sex that they're propagating to stop you from having children because of the depopulation agenda. What God says, go and multiply. He said that in the Bible, go and multiply, fill the earth. If God is commanding to go and multiply, fill the earth, he is going to make the earth sustainable for anybody who lives on earth.
Amber, people don't get it. Why people don't get it? Why do you think God sent Jesus? Why? People don't get it. I mean, God sent Jesus for a reason. You won't send your kid to die for somebody else. He sent Jesus for a reason. He put up there the scripture for you to learn. I mean, he didn't tell you go have sex with everybody. It's a reason why he didn't say that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the reason behind everything that he say. Do it this way. Do it this way. Because like you say, what your dad told you at the end, it was the safest way for you to endure your foundation mm-hmm. for your kids. Because what you're doing is for your kids. Mm-hmm. The future of your kids. Mm-hmm. Because your stability is going to be better, your foundation.
Yeah.
Now you're giving your kids a shaky foundation. You get a shaky marriage. I mean, your kids and your kids' generation are going to suffer because mm-hmm. of consequences. Yeah. And I strongly believe on that. And that's what I preach to my kids. And like you say, Amber, the same thing. My two kids are now 26, 31. They say the same thing to me. Daddy, we hate it when you say this and repeat it, the same thing. But now we understand why.
Mm-hmm. Yep, good parenting. Well, guys, how did my audience find you? Because your show is amazing. So it's the Slacker 82 Alpha show. So how does my audience find you guys, Goose and Maverick, on the Slacker 82 Alpha?
We are, we're live every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Podbean. But we also broadcast live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch. And then we also broadcast live on the MBR, Military Broadcast Radio, on their radio station and then on their YouTube channel, their Facebook channel, their Twitter and Twitch channel as well.
And UK.
And yeah, we're live in the UK too.
And Australia.
Wow. Dang.
You know, it's just we're growing. You know,
that's fantastic.
You know, we're getting
it's a good show and it's fun and we laugh and we have a good time and we joke. It's a great show. So I hope people tune in. Thank you guys so much for joining me today on my show. Appreciate you guys so much. Appreciate your friendship and I appreciate your show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Amber. And you're a great American. And God bless you. And God bless your husband and your family for the.
Well, guys, we will catch you on the Slacker 82 Alpha. Thank you, guys. And we will catch you next time on the Amber May Show.
Great. God bless you.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
In the early 1900s, like in 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20, maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, WealthManagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like them to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you. Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.